Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. The League Cup is upon us. Liverpool versus Chelsea at Anfield. Chris Pajak joins me, Ben Kelly and Ross Chandley as well. All looking resplendent. Anyone who watched the Final Word show from this week will know that it's been a thing. Anyway, Chris, hi.
Hi.
League Cup?
Good.
Up for it?
No.
Why?
I know that Liverpool exists to win trophies and all, but do we have to exist to win this one?
Literally, we do.
I just think there's bigger fish to fry this season, and maybe that's the wrong viewpoint. Maybe there'll be fans out there who'll disagree with me and will say to you, listen, the likes of Souness and Hansen and all them kind of players in the past used to pad their stats out with League Cup wins and stuff, but now just feel like because the European Cup's not what the European Cup was. It's not about six games to get to the final and win it, you know what I mean? It's loads of games now, and it impacts your season in such a different way to what they had to go through. Yeah. The League Cup, January, when you start getting into two-legged semi-finals, that's the time of the season where you've just come out through Christmas and your squad needs to just take a big, deep breath.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be having double-leg semi-finals and FA Cup replays and all that type of stuff that normally goes hand in hand with January. It gives us
a bit of an excuse, I think, because you can lose to Chelsea, and regardless of circumstances, you can go, "Oh, we got a tough team in that draw." Because my thinking is, keep your options open at this stage of the season, because we could lose three games on the bounce in the Champions League, and you're out. You know, you go out to the Champions League, and all of a sudden, you're looking for a bit of silverware, and you're looking for a few games to play come January, and I think that's probably Jürgen's mentality generally, but I agree that the bigger fish to fry is everything's ticking along quite nicely at the moment. Do you want to upset the apple cart by being by burnout? But then again, I don't know that he thinks that.
No, I think it, whatever side he puts out there, and I personally would put out quite a weakened side as opposed to our first 11. I think Jürgen will always put a side out that can win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if Chelsea are to rotate and use players that they've not used, that's advantage us. Because for whatever we're putting, like say if we put the likes of Curtis Jones in and Daniel Sturridge and all these lads who are on the fringes, they still know Klopp's system better than the Chelsea lads who are on the fringes know Sarri ball.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. I wonder whether the stuff we're discussing here, Ben, I wonder whether that mentality is inverted with Chelsea a little bit because of, you know, Sarri's just come out this weekend and said he thinks they're a year behind Liverpool. You know, obviously they're only a couple of points behind us in the league and what have you. And whether there might already be a shift of mentality where he goes, well, this was all starting lovely. I can see that we're not quite there. He feels like they might tail off a bit in the league. It's been a tried and tested way of getting a manager on side. Chelsea have got a decent record in the cup competitions, and he might think, I think he would have gone dead weakened on this, but I wonder whether he might go shades.
Yeah, I don't really buy into what he's saying. I think it's all mind games, to be honest, because if they go out and beat us twice this week, everybody's going, well, they should be ahead of Chelsea, a year ahead of Chelsea. So I don't really buy into all that. I do think though that Chelsea should be more asked about it than us, because I don't think. Obviously, they're looking to get back into the top four, but I doubt that asked really about the Europa League. I think they'd rather win and have a good run in this than the Europa League. I think I would be.
You say that, but the Europa League. Look at Man United a few years ago. The Europa League can be your way back in. And I don't expect Chelsea to quite be fighting out around fit. I think they'll probably be thereabouts. You know, I think they will be amongst the top clutch of teams. Like, but.
I just mean I in the sense of with the Europa League. I know if this starts very early and ends early, but with the Europa League, you feel like you're 1,000 games from the final all the time, and it's just a massive balling.
Even once you get out the groups and the round of 128 that you go into after
exactly.
that.
But yeah, I think, so that's what I mean. I think for a new manager in particular, and this is still the same for me, I just want to win every football game. Yeah. Like for me, it's the fact that it's Chelsea adds to it for me. If we were playing Yeovil away, I'd want to win it. But you know, this is another. I just want to beat Chelsea, and I want to win, and I want to get as far into every competition as we possibly can.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that attitude at all. And the thing is, Ross, what was our one recrimination about last season? Apart from, you know, I mean, not losing the Champions League final, but we lost to Leicester, and we just didn't have enough football to offer certain lads around the team. But Danny Ward, for you know, his Danny Ward's career almost could have, you know, it could have been a completely different world for him if he'd gotten a few more games. Considering how our goalkeeper situation panned out, but your Ben Woodburns, we're looking at, as mentioned earlier, you know, you've got your Curtis Joneses and your Rafa Camachos, but equally you've got your, we're not really talking about the Dom Solankis, the Origis, the Daniel Sturridges. These lads, there might come a point where we reach the end of the season and we need to put these lads on the pitch. And if they're not in a flow, if they've not played football for us for half a season, then, you know, this is why the League Cup does actually have more importance than maybe we place on it at times.
Equally, I think there's people that you could argue being the first team that haven't got game time either. You look at the bench at the past 3-4 weeks and you go, like, Milner was rested, and you're thinking he should be starting every game. Mm-hmm. But then you could drop him in, he's only played 45 minutes, he's rested. Shaqiri's been rested, Fabinho's not started. Add to that the quality in youngsters that you've got anyway. I think you mentioned Camacho, Curtis Jones is another one. I think there'll come a time, but I don't think we're as desperate as we were last season for them to play, because we've got an abundance of squad depth now that we never had last season.
Who do you think needs to play this game? Not because we're going to get onto preferred 11s, but not like I'd like to see such and such of that squad. And so we are probably talking, well, it could be a kid, but
it's Shaqiri for me.
Yeah,
Shaqiri needs 90 minutes.
Yeah,
because we saw from one half what he's capable of, and he's dying to play, he's dying to express himself, he's wanting to cement his place in the team. But he's got so much quality, we said before on the Man of Match podcast, which has just been hindered because he's been at Stoke.
Yeah.
And he's expressed himself again, which the quality has always been there. But because he's around people that are as good as him or better than him, he's got this, like,
ability. He's like the rat in Ratatouille, isn't he?
Yeah.
Basically, this has been Shaqiri's problem the whole time. He's the cultured one. And the basically, I'm just saying that Stoke is like a rat infest. It's fine. No, you're right. He probably is the one, really. Because, I mean, I'm not saying there's others. I'm not saying there's not others, I should say, but Shaqiri, I think we'd have all said he was nailed on for this game prior to the weekend. I actually think the fact that he gets withdrawn at 45 minutes also suggests that he's going to play a big role in this.
Yeah, and I think we're all excited to see him. That's what it comes down to, isn't it? You know, Ross has mentioned that his qualities on the ball and stuff, but he's just been chomping at the bit, and now he needs to go out there and prove it, you know, and hopefully playing in a side with some younger players, he can take that mantle of the main guy almost and go on there and prove that he can do it for Liverpool, because as good as a game he had, I want to see him do better, and I know that he can do better.
Yeah.
And it'll be a tough challenge against Chelsea, so it'll be an interesting one for him.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It'll be interesting, Ben. There's a potential here for us to see a little bit of the stuff we saw in pre-season, I think. The Shaqiri Sturridge access looked potentially quite exciting. And to be fair, Naby Keita's not started in two games either. He's another one who we've kind of almost forgotten.
Him and Sturridge look good as well in pre-season.
Exactly. And I think we've forgotten that Keita's still being integrated into the team because he started the season, because he's been fine, but he's still not there.
He's not really made a... I mean, he's been good, but, you know, at the moment, it's still a little bit like, you know, is he a guaranteed starter? Probably not. He's not started in a big game yet. You know, he didn't start in the Tottenham game. So that's why I'm into, you know, you ask which players needs to play in this game. I think Keita's one of them. Mm-hmm. I think Keita needs to come in and put in, not in an urgency sense, but it'd be fantastic if Keita could come in here against a big team and run the game like we know he can.
We saw this, I remember years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, my memory's failing, but I remember us doing this with Fernando Torres. Was it Redden, I think, we played in the League Cup in the season he signed, and he'd been a bit in and out, and then he came in against Redden, and he was just, that was like the game he needed to really kick himself on. So the Keita stuff is interesting. All of a sudden, you know, we're going, preferred 11s, I've got a number of kids that are in there that I'm thinking, like, oh, I wouldn't mind getting a run out here and there. But you could, I mean, Ross, you could see a world where you could have a front three of Keita, Sturridge, Shaqiri, because that's the front three that ended the West Ham game, mm-hmm. first game of the season. And I remember thinking, bloody hell, that's a pretty amazing front three. I don't necessarily think we will do that, but you've got you that already. Just thinking on that makes me think, oh, that is a good team, and you're putting three lads, as Chris highlights there, that I've got. I've already started to show shoots of developing and understanding as well.
Got to find the balance, Paul.
Absolutely, got to find the balance in all things, Ross. Balance,
yeah. I think it depends on who plays behind them, whether you can afford to do that. Because mm-hmm. I think Fabinho might be another one that you can chuck in there.
Yeah.
But then can you afford to play those three up front when he's not had any game time?
But where the friggin' hell's Fabinho getting a start? If you can't start him in this game, because you could easily go, is a home game, the time, you know, because I used to thinking. Well, if it's Chelsea away in the League Cup, I'm definitely giving him a go. But do you need that? And it's like, Christ almighty, this lad, we're going to get into a situation where we're like, was there actually any point? You know what I mean? Is there a game type that will suit starting a Fabinho if it's not midweek in a game that you can
afford? I think Klopp will have earmarked this game for a while to Fabinho. So that I think if you imagine Klopp in the dressing room or whatever, maybe a month and a half, and go, look, I don't think you're ready yet. But I know you can be ready by this point, and give him a focus, and then you're not disappointing him every week.
Yeah.
You know, imagine him turning up in the dressing room again, boss. You know what I mean? I think Klopp will have had to have managed him in that way, and therefore, when he is unleashed, you're going to see a performance out of him. And Chelsea will have some good players, regardless of whether they play their strongest 11, and it will be a challenge for him regardless. And what we saw of Fabinho in pre-season is not going to be the same Fabinho that we see in the league, because. Looking back at his performances and thinking about his performances for Monaco last season, he was so much more than just the DM. He wasn't, and in the same way that Wijnaldum's been much more than a DM for us, Wijnaldum's been able to break forwards and take shots from the edge of the area. That's what Fabinho will be doing. Fabinho, when I watched this highlights from Monaco, was all about 1-2s and driving on, and he reminded me of Patrick Vieira for those great Arsenal sides. And I think that's what we're looking to integrate into the side, and it's not going to be that. Destroy a DM that we had in Mascherano. It's going to be a guy who can go forwards and join the attack, but it's about picking those moments, and that's what he'll have been working on.
And it's worth remembering, isn't it, with this game, is that what we've seen from Liverpool so far is not Liverpool. You know, we looked at the start of last season, and we were a bit up and down, where we drew too many games, and we came into this Leicester game, and there's a lot of people who saw the new signings indicator. I don't think anyone who judged that Leicester game in isolation would have said Andy Robertson or Oxlade-Chamberlain were going to be anything like Liverpool first team players come the end of the running, and yet they were almost two essential, you know, cogs in the system we played. So this is important for us to get it. We're not going to see definitive answers, I don't think, on any of this stuff, but particularly the Fabinho stuff. He's probably not going to be great in this game, but we need to get him started. We need to get him his first game. It needs to happen at some point so that he can go, well, so Klopp can go, here was that performance, mate. Here's what I liked about that performance. Here's what you need to improve, because until that, there's a massive disparity between what you do in training and what you do on the pitch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anyway, let's get back to it. Preferred 11s. This has been the most interesting segment that we've had of this of the entire season, where people aren't being dead boring, people are going mad, they've got completely different answers.
Anyone put Mignolet in?
No.
It's the only...
I'd rather have Grabara, to be
fair. Did you notice we had two lads warming up at the weekend?
Always
do. No, there's normally three keepers, isn't there? It was literally just Alisson and Mignolet at the weekend.
Oh, really? Did not have... Oh, is that because someone's injured? Keller's injured, isn't
Keller or Grabara, one of
them. Was he playing for the Inders?
Keller's at on loan.
Has he really?
Is it Shamal George on loan?
Shamal George.
I've literally done this show today.
Wow. Development watch, everyone. Development watch. For more info on what's happening with our loan to our loan players and our under-23s, with your host, Ben Kelly.
That's twice brilliant, today. Ben. That is twice today.
Fantastic.
Doesn't matter.
He was reading the script, clearly, on that. But at least you know the facts are right in the development watch.
Yeah.
That was Marco Grujic.
Marco Grujic is so injured.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I didn't realise he was, and I forgot to talk about it this morning.
So there you go, it's an addendum to the development watch. Yeah, brilliant, fantastic. So no one's going Mignolet, poor Simon Mignolet. We've all gone Alisson in goal, therefore.
Yeah.
Cool. So Ross, you went for a...
I've changed this since I gave you...
Right, okay.
I only made two changes.
Okay.
One was to the formation.
No.
You kept your...
Yeah.
4-1-2-1-2.
Yeah, it's a diamond. Yeah. Okay. But I put Sturridge and Shaqiri up top. Rather than Salah.
You did have Salah and Shaqiri. What was the thinking behind that? You would prefer to see Sturridge instead of Mohamed Salah?
I forgot about Daniel Sturridge. That's what happened. Please forgot about him. That's exactly what happened. Shaqiri needs game time. I want to see him play. And I think we've already said he's aimed out for this game. I completely forgot about Daniel Sturridge. And I think he's capable of putting a performance in again.
Well, I had a really interesting talking point around the Salah stuff, so let's stick with that, even though nobody's put them in their team, to my knowledge. Is there a case, and you're a big fan of this, Chris, I know, of just, if you put Salah in this game, you get this game won, you're more likely to get this game won, and that gives everyone the freedom to manoeuvre a little bit more.
There's certainly a case.
Yeah, because I've seen this so many times down the years where we limp.
We bring Steven Gerrard on after 70 minutes.
We just go a little bit too weak, and you take too much of your spine out, and you look at it on paper and go, that team is good enough to win this game, but it's not. It is, but it's good enough to win it 1-0, and with an embattled, every ounce of blood, sweat, and tears in a midweek League Cup game.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I could understand why Klopp would want to do that. Certainly if he wants to win the competition, you're going to put your strongest side out, aren't you? And there's a case to be made that, you know, with Chelsea coming up at the weekend and a big game against Napoli, is it too much for Mo Salah? Mm. Game of the weekend, game midweek, big game of the weekend, big game away from home midweek, big game against Man City. This is really the resting point for the next two, isn't it? It's the getting off point.
Yeah, I must admit, I do agree with that, but it's interesting. There's a point I want to expand on it. In fact, I'll do it now because I will completely forget that I've done it. In terms of the fluency, if that's the word, and the way we build up to games, could this be, I don't think any one of us has factored this in, is this
the Napoli team?
Exactly the dry run for the Napoli team?
I don't think so, just because, again, it comes back to it, Chelsea, Napoli, City. You know, you're almost going back to the start of the season where you're playing your best team in all three of them games, aren't you? But it could be the jumping on point for a player in that Napoli side, maybe. Fabinho. Napoli away, Fabinho.
That's a really good shout, yeah. Chris, in fact, no, I'll go to Ben now. Ben, Adam Lallana, you remembered that Adam Lallana exists? I did not.
No, did I.
Cruyff turned his way into my selection.
Into your heart.
I'm not really Adam Lallana's biggest fan these days, because I just don't know what he adds to a team normally anymore. But I'm more than open to him having a game and see if he can play himself into a little bit of form. I have this conversation with people all the time because my dad always says, Lallana's dead good. I'm going, the problem is he can't play himself into a run where he is dead good because he gets injured after two games.
Yeah.
So for me, this is a good opportunity, like I said, you know, to there's a game here where he's got an opportunity. It's not going to be like, you know, again, some League One side away from home where, you know, even if he does play well, you can't really gauge it. It's against Chelsea at home. It's a relatively big game.
He's a senior player.
Exactly. So if he can put in a good performance, then suddenly he's an option again. Football fans, especially on Twitter, are fickle. You know, 1 week, if he has a good game, everybody will love him again. Yeah. And that'll be a boost, you know. But if he doesn't, then, you know,
I completely on that. And let's be honest about this. He probably should be playing if he's fit. Mm. He's almost guaranteed to play because Klopp still loves the bones of him. And you do wonder whether, you know, we saw us experiment with a slightly different, you know, a slightly different formation at the weekend, Chris. And, you know, having Shaqiri in the midfield right now, given his development as a Liverpool player, it does compromise a little bit of how our midfield works. Lallana wouldn't do that. Now, he wouldn't be quite as supportive. I don't think he's as good as Shaqiri in the final third, say, but he is that. He's somewhere in between, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd be interesting to see him. Like, I've got my preferred 11 as a 4-2-3-1. I wouldn't mind seeing Lallana in there.
Shock, by the way.
I know. wouldn't mind seeing him as the 10 because you're not asking him to do quite as much work as in that 4-3-3, and hopefully that'll mean that he's not going to get injured. But then you could probably play Shaqiri on the right-hand side. Nice straight swap for Salah, something like that. Maybe someone exciting. But thinking about that left-hand side and Mane's role this season, I wonder if that left-hand side would suit Lallana more now than maybe a year ago. You know, with Mane, he does drift inside into that number 10 from the left. So if you're playing a 4-3-3, Lallana might not be a bad shout. And we saw Firmino do it really well at the weekend
without,
as well.
Without tons of pace. Yeah. No, that is interesting, definitely. We both went for Camacho, both on the right-hand side. You went for the winger Camacho and I went for the right-back Camacho. You've gone Camacho and Jones, basically, on the wings.
Yes, why not? You know, Camacho was one of those players who I didn't expect anything out of him during pre-season, and he really excited me every time he got the ball. And, you know, he was looking to get involved, looking to get balls into the box. And, you know, with an experienced professional like Nathaniel Clyne behind him, I think that's a good base for a right-hand side. And equally, Jones was the other young lad in pre-season who just, he deserves a start this week because of what he put in a pre-season.
I agree. I got Jones in my team as well because this is the... I think he's ready for the first team. I really do. And I just don't want this opportunity to pass him by. We might just not have the games for them. Exactly like we said about Ben Woodburn last season. I'd be getting him involved if we've got the opportunity. The thing is that whether you put him... I could either go 4-3-3 or switch it up and be a 4-2-3-1. I sold myself a little bit on the Keaton and the wing thing as we were talking earlier on. I don't know if you got onto that. But equally, if you've got Keita, you could play Keita left wing and Jones left-sided of the midfield three if you wanted to. And we've seen them both play both of those roles in pre-season and the start of the season. So you've got a little bit of an option there if you want to. But Curtis Jones is the one, like, if I get one thing out of this game, I'm happy about all the other things. He's the one. I want us to have that to look forward to see
it's
that.
It's almost like, why did you let the other lads go on loan if you're not going to use Jones? Because it felt like, if Jones hadn't have had such a good pre-season, you might have kept one of them around, but you realised that he was so good that he deserves his opportunity.
He's too good for where he is. He's reaching the point for me where we had with Harry Wilson last season, and this is what this competition is good for. We sort of touched it at the beginning of the show. This competition, if we stayed in this competition last season, Harry Wilson would have got game time in the first team because he was getting too good for the under-23s, and it got to January, we were in a Champions League run, we were battling for top four, he wasn't going to play for us, so we had to send him out on loan, and for whatever reason we've decided to send him out on loan again this season. Jones is the same, he's getting too good, he's too good for the under-23s.
The thing that he's got on his side though, Ben, is that it's just age at the moment, isn't it? Is he even 18 yet? Or, you know,
17.
Exactly, you know, so there's still development. There's still a logic to his development in the unders because he's getting to play the youth league as well, isn't he? That kind of stuff. But I agree that he looks like a generationally good player, the same way we look at Trent, I think, and Garner. But I think he, we said this in pre-season, didn't we? Because I think he looks further along at 17 than even Trent did, which is astounding. Let us know your preferred 11s in the comments below, particularly. In fact, I want a list. It can be 1, 2, 3, it can be 10 if you really want to, of the needs. Who are the players that you feel need to get the game time in this game? Just quickly then, the other fixtures around this competition that pertain to our rivals in the league. Man United got Derby County at home. Man City travel to Oxford. Spurs travel to Brighton. Ooh, I didn't notice that one. Arsenal host Brentford, which should be quite tasty. And Spurs host Watford.
Spurs playing twice there.
Oh shit, what have I done wrong there?
Brighton, Spurs and Spurs v Watford.
Someone's else is
playing
Watford.
Someone at MK Dons.
Who's playing Brighton then and what have I done there? Anyway, let me know what I've done wrong there in the comments below as well. Just do it for the algorithm. Just gonna just talk amongst yourselves.
No.
Okay, everyone sit there awkwardly in silence.
Do you reckon he's missed out?
What have I got wrong?
City.
No, City are there.
City.
Is it Everton?
Is it Everton?
No, Everton played. Everton play Southampton the week after.
Don't say Chelsea, Chris. Don't say Chelsea, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, was it Chelsea?
Oh yeah,
was
that's Chelsea. That's the top six side. I was missing in my head.
Where did they play then?
Yeah, I know, but I was thinking who's not there. I'm thinking out the top six, who's not on that piece of paper. But
I think he's just left that.
Tottenham do play Watford.
Yeah. Who are Brighton playing?
Brighton are playing.
Spurs.
It was home. if they're playing Spurs, you're all going to be fucking... I genuinely don't know. Where have I got that from? This is great telly, isn't it? fuck's sake.
Brighton played Spurs at the weekend. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that will be it. That's left in from last week's agenda. That's clearly what I've done there. No idea.
Yeah, no wonder you didn't notice that one.
Score prediction.
You didn't type it this
clearly
time.
Clearly didn't type. Ross. Score predictions.
2-0.
I'm so annoyed. I really want to know what the 2-0.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna go 2-0. Sorry.
Does this competition have replays?
No. Extra time pens.
Okay, no extra time anymore.
Oh really? Pens.
Right, well we're gonna win on pens.
Okay, yeah, I'm having a bit of a pens. I think I think a 2-2 and penalties. Yeah.
Bring Mingley on for penalties.
No,
you never bring Mingley on anywhere.
Mingley.
Score predictions in the comments below. Preferred 11s and players that need to start in the comments below. Tell me what I've done wrong there with the fixtures in the comments below. And
who
yeah.
Brighton playing?
They play EFL Cup. 28. When was the 28th? They lost in the last round. They're out.
So a defo. As if to compound the fact that a defo wasn't Brighton Spurs.
On the 28th of August, they lost at home to Southampton.
Man United, City, Arsenal, Spurs.
That's definitely from the weekend.
Who's the other top side to do this every
time? Chelsea.
Okay, Sam. Okay, cool. Everton.
So, yeah. Who are Chelsea playing for?
Not sure. Okay, cool. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing. If you want to pay for this shit, and people do, really, go to redmentv.com and sign up. Yeah.
That's karma for having to go with Ben and his development. Watch that.
See it all soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.